Now you may banter.
And then I heard a literal baby go, Reaper! And I was like, the match ended real quick.
Oh, 20. Yeah. Dad. Dad, he killed me. I play with.
I'm a art. I'm arting.
Yeah. Oh, okay, guys. The road's clear.
What'd you say?
The road's clear.
I think it said clear.
Clear.
Boy, the kids. Should we start the show? On the internet.
Yeah. Welcome to probably an insulting bowl of dude soup somewhere or somehow.
It will be at some point.
Today we're playing Voodoo Vince Remastered. Yes, that's right. You heard it here for Voodoo Vince, the game you've all been waiting for.
Here, hand it to Elise.
Elise, where you at?
Elise will play. Here, Elise, take enjoy Voodoo Vince.
I don't want to play this game.
Too bad. Play to Voodoo Vince.
Voodoo Vince is your game.
Get your microphone.
Get your microphone.
Get on the mic, Elise!
Shut up, all of you!
Oh my gosh! She's yelling at us!
No, anyway. I don't want to be part of this.
I don't either.
I am your host for this podcast. My name is Lawrence. Hello.
Hi, Lawrence.
I'm joined today by three people in one terrible spoil sport that won't play Voodoo Vince.
That's you!
Adam, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Also joining me is Bruce.
Hello.
And James.
Hey, my James Angel shirt in the store!
Yes, you guys, James Angel shirt, he does.
Somebody finally got with the
fucking
program.
We're going crazy.
The week, and I'm real tired, and I'm anticipating being very much more tired soon.
Ooh, there it goes.
Yeah, so we're pre-recording this, which means all the things we're about to talk about are going to be horribly out of date.
Oh, man. No.
But you have a couple of sponsors to thank for that discussion. 1-800-Flowers and Sherry's Berries. You can order 24 stunning multicolored roses for only $24 by going to 1-800-flowers.com/dudesoup. You getting those berries?
I'll get ready.
Oh, okay, sure.
I can't wait.
You can also get an amazing berry deal starting at $19.99 by going to berries.com and using our promo code by clicking on the microphone and typing in Dude Soup. We'll get into those specifics later. First of all, we got some wacky voodoo-related adventures to enjoy. Thank you, Elise.
What is this game that we're watching?
Hey, we're playing Voodoo Vince today. Voodoo Vince.
Have you ever had a lover that you had a quarrel with?
Yeah.
And you wished you could just stab him with pins and needles, uh-huh. Then he would feel it.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Voodoos.
There he is.
Elise, are you playing?
Yeah. Okay, right now I'm just immersed.
Make sure your microphone is up there.
Oh, look, a human being.
You gotta be in the shot, too.
As I recall, this was like...
Take all these things out.
Come over here, you can do it.
I'll happily trade with you.
Man, Microsoft really tried.
Adam keeps trying to.
And the microphone too, Elise.
Oh, she got knocked out. Knocked the fuck out. Speaking of franchises that we know and love and have been with us for decades,
like Voodoo Vince.
Much like Voodoo Vince. Call of Duty is back. Who saw this one coming?
I did.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there's another Call of Duty.
Wait, when is it set?
It's set, Bruce, in World War II. Yes.
No one's ever done that.
I know.
Wait a minute, hold on. The three Call of Duties previous to Call of Duty 4 were in World War II, weren't they? Were they not?
Here's the thing. Call of Duty 4 was the first one.
That was
the first Call of Duty game.
I mean, as far as you remember. Yes.
No, Call of Duty 4 was the first Call of Duty 4. And then after that came Call of Duty 4 Black Ops
2. Yep. That's right. That's what it was called.
Cold War.
And then at some point they had the one with Ron Perlman.
Oh, Hellboy?
Hellboy.
Call of Duty Hellboy.
Call of Duty Hellboy's
Zombies. I remember
that
one.
And then they went back, and so they went back in time, and they did Battlefield Cops and Robbers.
Oh, yeah. And, it was a great game.
And now they're doing World War II, which is the first time.
I'm looking forward to this.
Video games are great.
It's been real.
It has been. By the time this podcast is coming out, the reveal will have happened. So there will be actual information.
When does it happen, Lawrence?
Don't need that.
NBA Finals?
Yeah, it's usually the NBA Finals.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. This was...
Which all of us know exactly when that would be and who will be in it.
It'll be the Houston Blazers.
Yep.
And the LA Rockets.
There it is. There it is.
I'm looking forward to that matchup.
Sports.
Yeah. One of them got the touchdown with the brown ball.
Larry Bird versus Magic Johnson.
Hey, it's back.
The classic duel.
Whoever points the most scores wins.
Yeah. So... We don't know a whole lot about it. If the trend is to be believed, this is Sledgehammer's at bat. They did 2014's Advanced Warfare.
Oh,
then Black
right.
Ops 3 came out in 2015 from Treyarch. Infinity Ward released last year's Infinite Warfare. And since they've basically done everything except time travel, which kind of they did in Black Ops 2, sort of.
Which one was Kevin Spacey?
That was Advanced Warfare.
And actually,
so that was the last...
No.
That was the last one from Sledgehammer.
So who do we think is going to be in this one?
Well, theoretically, this is Sledgehammer's turn.
Because we had Jon Snow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean
Kevin Spacey?
We also had meaningless like
Troy Baker too. He was a bad guy, I think.
But it has to be.
Oh no, he was a good guy.
He can't be a voice actor. It has to be someone who's like, well, this is my paycheck.
I mean, I think in the first Call of Duty, Jason Statham was in it.
He was a voice actor. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he was in two. Oh, but yeah.
Maybe Call of Duty.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's gonna be.
They got Donald Trump as the bad guy.
He's got free time.
As the bad guy.
As the bad guy.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
I think
World War II Hitler.
Yeah, he just read all of Hitler's lines and didn't realize that he would be the bad guy in it.
That's weird.
Do you think that has Idris Elba been in one yet?
Not yet. He should be, though.
That's a good pick.
He's going to be in
that's
it.
It. Yeah. That's it.
He's going to be the cool British soldier that you team up with to storm Normandy so or whatever, cool. France.
But who, no, this is actually a good is there speculation on who the bad guy is?
Hitler. I'm throwing that out there.
Well, no. I mean, like, who the voice of the bad guy is.
Adolf Hitler.
Hitler's dead. There's a lot of recordings of him, though.
Yeah, they
repurposed him. It's like in Forrest Gump, how they brought back Kennedy.
Yeah, the Wall Street Journal is going to be all over.
How'd they do it?
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
they brought back Kennedy.
Well,
just for that one time,
Bruce. So you ask an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't the one you actually asked.
That's okay.
I'm curious, what is the game going to be about? I mean, I know it's about World War II, but they've already done all the major fights. I guess the idea is that it's been long enough, they can just go and do them again.
Okay, so the last time we did the storming of Normandy that I can at least remember was Medal of Honor Allied Assault, circa what?
Yeah, it has been a while since we've
2000
run up those beaches.
Well, they did that didn't they do that in Battlefield too?
Used to be every fucking Half-Life mod.
Which Battlefield?
1942. They had
that was multiplayer though.
Yeah.
I'm saying like now
like a single technology player scripted thing.
Yeah. I'm saying like the technology is caught up. We could. I'm okay restorming Normandy again.
The thing is, I played Allied Assault back then, and I remember thinking, "Wow, I can't believe they made that Steven Spielberg movie into a game."
Yeah, that's, I was
like,
too.
"This is so legitimately immersive." So how are they going to outdo that, Adam?
Do you think somebody will play Joseph Goebbels?
And you're just making movies?
Well,
and
I mean,
putting them out there?
Well, no. I mean, like, there's going to be a bad guy, but it won't be Hitler, because that's too obvious.
They can cast him?
That's too obvious.
Yeah, there's just going to be some random-ass friends, like German general that's a bad guy.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it'll be somebody from real life, like Joseph Goebbels, or, like, what's another deputy of Hitler's?
I don't know.
Or maybe they're not going to do the whole Call of Duty thing that they've been doing, where they always have a villain. The old Call of Duties was just...
Yeah. Christoph Waltz.
Okay, it's Christoph Waltz.
That's already been done, though. He was the bad guy in the Inglorious Bastards.
But not Call of Duty.
You're right.
House of Cards
right.
came out, and there, Kevin Spacey seems like a bad guy, so then they just put that bad guy in their game.
Valid. Totally valid.
Oh.
So it is really fun to sort of think about it, because
it is
Call of Duty at this point is now wrapped around on itself multiple times, not just in the aspect that it's World War II, but Call of Duty as a series has lasted long enough that you can bank off nostalgia to make a game sell, and even unto itself. So last year they had Modern Warfare Remastered, which I would argue